appreciate Diane and Teresa being the narrators. So this is Emmanuel.
The prophets had talked about it. The story had been told in the temple for generations. Messiah had become such an oft-spoken promise. But now, on a strangely starry night, Bethlehem must surely have been surprised by the fulfillment of this promise. Imagine the King of Glory slipping into this world through the back door of a dirty, smelly stable. The word Messiah had such a lofty ring to it, and yet here he was, God, our long-awaited counselor, our day star, and our lion of the tribe of Judah. Down through the ages, he has been called the King of the Jews, Lamb of God, and Prince of Peace. So many names apply to our Savior, but for those of us who have come to trust our lives to him, there is one name that falls from our lips more than any other.
Thank you. As the stars lit a stage that had been set from the foundation of the world, shepherds stood breathless in their dutiful fields and watched in unspeakable awe and bewilderment as angels ran from sky to sky, trumpeting the magnificent glories of an awesome God. Of all the nights that had ever been or would ever be, this was the night that would change the world and change history forever. I'm sure if we had been standing there in the midst of the animals and piles of hay, we would not have thought the world was quite so heavenly. And yet, Mary knew, deep in her heart, she knew exactly who it was that she held in her arms.
In glory meek and mild, Joseph wept with wonder
as Mary sweetly smiled,
because they knew this was heaven's child.
The angels must have missed him as they sang him to sleep, but they marveled at the promises this baby came to keep.
His father must have felt at once great sadness and great joy as he watched his little baby boy.
This was heaven's child.
Heaven's child, in an earthen stable, wrapped in glory meek and mild, Joseph wept with wonder
as Mary sweetly smiled,
because they knew this was heaven's child. Mary's little baby boy was Joseph's pride and joy.
But still they wished the world could see that he was so much more.
He was heaven's child, heaven's child. In an earthen stable, wrapped in glory, meek and mild, Joseph wept with wonder
as Mary sweetly smiled,
because they knew this was heaven's child. Because they knew
The quiet manger where Mary had placed Jesus on that first special night would soon become a bustling arena where lowly shepherds would find their way to see the Christ child, and where men of great wisdom would seek yet a greater truth in the eyes of such an unexpected Savior. Mary must have experienced such joy each time a guest arrived, amazed to see that Emmanuel was not a pious, lofty king who could not be approached, but was a God they could touch, a God who could feel hurt and pain, a God who would shiver in the cold of night, just so he could know how it felt to be them. The angel's words to Mary have echoed down across countless generations. Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. Down through the years, oh, how we've grown to love this name. Every time a mother whispers a prayer for her child, every time a sinner comes to find mercy and grace, every time a weary, disillusioned saint utters it, the name of Jesus speaks hope, peace, mercy, love, and grace to the generations who have called upon him, Jesus.
Reveal in us his name.
nearly 33 short years beyond Christ's birth, in a lowly manger, the unparalleled power of his name gave him complete and total victory over sin and a cruel, agonizing cross. Jesus, our Emmanuel, arose from the grave with resurrection majesty and splendor that changed the course of history once and for all. Just as surely as he made a place for himself in a stable and in our world, the Christ of Bethlehem desires to make a place for himself within us. As we celebrate his birth, we also celebrate the new birth that we find only in him. When Christ comes to live within the hearts of man, that heart will be changed. Murmurs of hurt will be replaced by sweet songs of grace. Clamoring of disillusionment and anger transform and crescendos into anthems of hope and joy. He came to us when we needed a Savior and became all that we could never be. Let every heart who has found life in him rejoice, for God makes all things new. Rejoice, for the kingdom of God is within you. Rejoice, for we are no longer bound by the laws of sin and flesh, but we live in grace and peace forever. Let every heart echo the songs of the angels. Rejoice, for Mary's wonderful child, Emmanuel, has come.